Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks with your favorite destination coach, Daniel. Today, I have a special pod match. This is Mr. Chancellor Jackson. How are you doing, Mr. Chan?
What's going on, Danielle? Blessings and balance to you. Blessings and balance to everyone that's tuning in right now. Shout out to y'all. Y'all the real MVPs.
I love that. All right, so let's get into it. I read your profile. I see that you are an author, but I see that you kind of picked up writing a bit later in your journey. So tell me about that journey. Tell me about what led you to writing.
Really just my experience being locked up abroad in China. I knew that I wanted to do something with the story. I just had no clue what in particular initially. And it wasn't until a few months later that one of my good friends put the bug in my ear to write the book. And when he told me that, I was like, oh man, that's a great idea. I don't even know where to start, but that's a great idea. And he threw me another alley-oop, grabbed my phone, went to my notes, gave me an outline. And so from there, I just started filling it in.
So you can't say you were locked up abroad and then like not go into that story. especially since it was the inspiration for your book, if you want to.
After I graduated from college in 2018, I landed my first job in China teaching English to children. So that's how I ended up out there. I was supposed to do a year, only ended up doing 6 months before things hit the fan. But prior to getting locked up, China was the best experience I've ever had by far. I encourage everybody to travel abroad, but if you can live abroad someplace else, especially a place you've always been fond of, man, I highly encourage you to do it and just watch how much you learn about yourself and life in general. But living my best life, and then, you know what I mean, things blow up in my face and I get arrested in my apartment for possession of cannabis. And now, you know what I'm saying, nothing has been explained to me as far as what's going to happen next, how this whole process is going to play out. I'm just learning as I go pretty much. And I go from precinct to precinct. So I'm finally in the actual facility where I'm held. And at that facility, you know what I'm saying, I'm locked up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 15 men to one cell, 9 wooden beds, 3 soups a day. And all I had was 1 plastic bowl and 1 plastic spoon. Nobody knew I was there. And like I said, nothing was explained to me as far as how this thing for the play out. So I really don't know what's going on. I'm just locked up and that's just the situation. Until one day they just finally called my name to come on.
Wow, that is bananas that you can like be in that type of situation, not know what's going on, but still maintain your source of sanity.
Yeah.
So help me understand how you're able to really find, I guess, your own level of peace. That's why I'm asking. I'm asking because people are struggling in their middle. And don't know that today is not tomorrow. So they make knee-jerk decisions about today being stuck in the middle, not knowing that the middle doesn't last forever. How did you find your own source of peace to be able to last long enough to get out?
I'm very spiritual. So the day I got arrested, the morning before everything popped off, I prayed to my ancestors. And I do that. It was a Thursday. So every Thursday, I prepare a meal and I lay it out on my altar that I have for my ancestors with their pictures on it. And I pray to them, you know what I'm saying, pay homage to them. So fast forward a couple of hours, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting locked up. Or at least I'm getting arrested. I'm like, damn, this is crazy. I'm just really in disbelief that this is happening. But deep down in my spirit, I know I'm going to be good. Now, I don't know how this thing will play out, but I know I'm gonna be good when it's all said and done. And of course, once I actually got in the facility, that's when reality fully kicked in. And it was like, oh man, it's really not looking too good. So, but it's like, all in all, I had to hold myself accountable throughout the entire ordeal. You know what I mean? So me being in this predicament ain't nobody's fault but my own. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody I'm going to be upset with is myself, but it's like, it's bigger than this. You know what I'm saying? I know
my, you knew it was a lesson in it.
For sure. But I knew it was bigger. And of course I was supposed to learn something from it, but I knew it was something that I was supposed to do with this experience. I knew it was, cause I'm like, this just don't make sense for something like this to happen to me. You know what I mean? The way I moved it. But I'm like, it's happening to me for a reason, because, you know what I'm saying, I don't know why, but give it time, you know what I'm saying, time tells all. So, yeah.
I see that you had this experience, and you wrote this book, and I see that it has been a bestseller on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So, your voice was really being used to help so many people.
World, yeah. It's a very enlightening book as well as entertaining. You learn about a whole different culture and different group of people that you're very aware of but have no true in-depth knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, time. So you get to learn about these group of people from they're actually, you know what I'm saying, a whole different lens, especially where they truly originate. You know what I mean? So that's
right.
One phase within it. And then you just learn about this one individual, you know what I'm saying, who's just calm within the fog of war. You know what I'm saying? Always staying level-headed, which a lot of people suffer from. Being patient, a lot of yes. people. Taking accountability, a lot of people don't. Spirituality, you know what I mean? A lot of people are spiritual in their own ways. But far as mine, like I said, I pay homage to my ancestors. I don't know how many people do that. So it's like, that's just a whole nother aspect of it within itself. And then just my whole, it's just, y'all can tell just based on how I've been speaking and, you know what I'm saying, right. how the story thus far, you can tell how my mindset is. So you can only imagine when it comes to just other topics and other, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I have a different perspective to offer. So it's a very enlightening experience. You know what I'm saying? You learn, you're gonna take away a lot from the book when it's all said.
I'm sorry. I wanted to address something because you've mentioned your spirituality a couple times now. And I say this to people and they don't believe me. It matters if you believe in something, yeah. right? It matters if you know that the world is bigger than you.
How me?
And that there is a reason why. Like, that part matters. And not sometimes, I am seeing more and more and more people who don't believe in anything, that anything is bigger than them, but that also seems to be leading them down a path of feeling hopeless. And I feel like, how can you not? Like, if you only believe in your own self and you don't believe that the world is bigger than you, then when you make mistakes, like, what happens? You know, like,
oh, me, place the blame on others. Or, you know what I'm saying? You probably know there's no sense of accountability.
Yeah, because look, the amount of mistakes I make in a day, let alone in a month and in some years, it got to be bigger than me.
It's always bigger. I just feel like people like that probably haven't been exposed to much.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
speaking of exposure, I want to go to your other books because you have other books.
Yeah.
So tell me about these other books. There's one I'm interested in particular, but I'm going to save that. Tell me about these other books.
So yeah, you got You Love, You Learn and Real Love Never Dies, which are pretty much all my books. So really, 14 Days in Beijing, You Love, You Learn, Real Love Never Dies. That's the order of the books. And it's all one long series. The series is called Living Nikki. And it's pretty much telling one long story, all in all. So ideally, You Love, You Learn, Real Love Never Dies is pretty much a man's first step towards gaining emotional intelligence. But you love and you learn takes place before 14 days while I'm still in college. You know what I'm saying? And I got a couple, at least 2 years. So you get to learn about my college experience. And then, of course, graduating. And then you got Real Love Never Dies, which brings everything full circle. Because you know about 14 days, which took place in adulthood, you know what I mean? All of that. So with the prequel, You Love, You Learn, you know the beforehand. You know about 14 days, what took place randomly, you know what I'm saying, later down the line. Mm-hmm. And now Real Love Never Dies connects all three. I mean, at least it connects the two. So it picks up after graduation, what I was on, trying to find a job, finding a job on the other side of the world, going to the other side of the world, what I was on a little bit while I was out there. Because when you read 14 days, it's literally, oh, damn, chapter one, I'm getting locked up. At least I'm getting arrested. Wow. Chapter 15, I'm out. So it's just like, that's it. You don't know what took place beforehand or afterwards. So that's when Real Love Never Dies, it connects those dots, you know what I'm saying, touches on what I was on before those 14 days and definitely what took place after those 14 days.
What made you pick the title Real Love Never Dies?
It's funny though. It's a singer named BJ the Chicago Kid, and he has a song called Real Love Never Dies. And the song came out many, many years ago, but I definitely, the title always spoke out to me. You know what I mean? And I feel like it's a very strong phrase, and you know what I'm saying? It's very deep. It means a lot. If it's real, you know what I'm saying? Real love never dies. You think about it. If the love was real, it was genuine, it's always going to be there. You know what I'm saying? No matter how long I go without talking, you know what I'm saying? Y'all get back together. It's like y'all picking up right where y'all left off. You know what I mean? So that's why I feel it. You know what I'm saying? I resonated with it in that way. And that's why I was like, I feel like it was a great representation of the overall story.
So I'm going to ask you something off the cuff. What college did you go to?
Stetson University down in Florida.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm like, you sound a little Floridian-ish. So sure. I was like, you sound a little Florida. Yeah, let me just ask and see.
Dude, I got a little Florida roots for sure. You know what I mean? I got ties all, especially going to college out there, I got ties all throughout Florida, from north, central to south,
for sure. Okay, yeah. I went to Florida A&M, so I'm like, let me see.
Okay. we got some great memories up there. We took a couple trips up there, man. It was a movie every time.
Yeah, look, when you talk about college shenanigans and living your life.
Hey, damn.
Hey, damn. That's why you have to know that the world is bigger than you. That's why you gotta know, because there were definitely decisions made that was like, you know what, Danny, that was on you. Like all of that was on you. You did that. You caused that, you set that into motion, and the consequences of that, you have to suffer those.
You know what I mean? You got to take it to the chin. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
But people don't want to do that. People don't want to suffer consequences.
Well, that's something they got to fix within themselves first.
How do you get there?
Me, I play football, so that's that's just instilled in me. So you just gotta know when to let somebody else take the lead, man.
You know what? I danced for a long time. I did ballet, tap, and jazz for a long time, and then right behind ballet, tap, and jazz, I got rid of ballet and tap, and then I did jazz and modern. And I danced a long time. And in the dance world, accountability is huge, right? Like anytime you're actively involved in any type of sport or any type of something extracurricular, like they make you very well aware that you are the cause of this particular thing. And in order to get better, you need to do more. Mm-hmm. So when I meet people who don't have that same mindset, I have had to teach myself patience with them, because they don't always have that.
Yeah.
So I've had to teach myself how to be patient. And my students have helped me with that because I'm a former educator. I taught for close to 20 years. Mm. So I learned through my students how to be patient with people becoming aware of their own choices.
Yeah.
Because I realize everybody is not.
That's the thing. That's what it speaks on. Earlier when I said people haven't been exposed. Exposure. It comes back to that. We're picking back into that word. I can't fault you for behaving and thinking a certain type of way, living a certain type of way when you've only been exposed to. You know what I'm saying? I can't fault you for that. You know what I mean? So it's just like, yeah, bro, you just got to be enlightened, man. Got to travel. You know what I'm saying? Experience different, try new things, meet different people, get out there.
So how old are you now?
I am 27.
So 27-year-old Chancellor, what would you tell 14-year-old Chancellor?
Hey, yeah, man, just utilize all your, explore and try to find your all your talents, not just one. Try to find multiple and, of course, explore all of them and all your opportunities with that being said, and man, just know that football isn't the end all be all. So when that, you know what I'm saying? You just keep all that in mind, bro. You're gonna be all right for sure.
I like that. So as we end up closing up or wrapping up, I put my own self in the hot seat. So do you have any questions for me?
I really ain't got no questions. I just got, if I do pose a question, it isn't just directed towards you. It's a general question for everybody. And it's not really, I don't need an answer for it. I just want you to reflect on it. And okay. Then after that, I got a little quote I want to leave y'all with. So the question is, with where you are right now, in life and on your journey, everything you know what I'm saying you got going on, are you chasing a dream? Are you fulfilling your purpose? And just sit back and on that. And that's in quotes of DeMarco Reddins. And the other message I want to leave y'all with is by Nipsey Hussle. For y'all that don't know who Nipsey Hussle is or was, a mogul, serial entrepreneur, well known for his music and his clothes, but the message is long-winded, running through this life like it was mine, never settling, but setting every goal high, 1,000 burpees on the path to my own self-destruction or success, but what's a mistake without the lesson? You see, the best teacher in life is your own experience, and none of us know who we are until we fail. They say every person is defined by their reacting to any given situation. So who would you want to define you? Someone else or yourself? Whatever you choose to do, homie, get your heart to it and stay strong.
Wow. I never had a closeout like that. Y'all got some competition up in here. I never had a closeout like that. That closeout was nice. So.
Just a messenger, man. Shout out to DeMarco. Shout out to Nipsey.
All right. So we are going to close out. Thank you so much for coming on Tips and Tricks. Thank you for talking about your books, for talking about accountability. Thank you for sharing your story, because I am sure it's going to help people along the way. And just thank you. Thank you for being who you are.
Appreciate you for having me. Let me showcase myself, my talents, and most importantly, my spirit, man. Everybody out there, appreciate y'all for tuning in. If you stayed through the whole thing, real one, like I said earlier, for sure. Y'all can find me on all social media. No, on every social media platform except TikTok. You ain't going to find me on there. But everything else, you can find me. Just Google Chancellor K. Jackson, my website, chancellorkjackson.com. You can find my books on there as well as Amazon. You can listen to the audiobook for 14 days. Nice. Available on SoundCloud, YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, and Apple Podcasts, and I'm narrating it, so it's a vibe. Y'all gonna enjoy that. And I also have a service now. Any aspiring authors out there, so anybody that has an idea or a concept for a story but don't know how to go about putting it on paper, or you've written a whole book but don't know how to publish it, tap in with your boy. I can work through either or process or both of them, for sure.
All right, y'all heard it here. We'll see y'all later on the next episode of Tips and Tricks. See y'all one.